Good evening and welcome to our monthly product call. My name is Robin Freitag. I am Gevita's Director of Marketing. And tonight it is my pleasure to serve as both the host and the moderator of this call. You know, as we like to say, the purpose of these monthly product calls, well, it's to help to educate you, your members and your customers on our products. You know, to get a feel for the unique ingredients and the blends that we featured, the science and the studies that support their inclusion, and the benefits you should expect from their use. Now, this will be our goal tonight as we explore the science behind and the health benefits of Focus Fusion Cocoa. But like an all-Olympic team, I am joined by two superstars here, that being Monica Johnson and Dr. Chi Nguyen. Now, Monica is our Director of Botanical Research, and with degrees in genetics and botany and ethnobotany, this young lady is uniquely qualified to formulate these incredible life-changing products. And after more than 20 years in this industry and partnerships with some of the world's biggest suppliers of herbs and extracts and botanicals and patented ingredients, it goes without saying that Monica truly knows what she's doing. And folks, I've worked beside her over the years, and this woman is fabulous at what she does. Monica, thank you for joining us this evening. Welcome to the call.
Oh, thanks so much, Robin. I'm happy to be here.
You know, quite frankly, folks, understanding the science, it's really just part of the equation to really have peace of mind and confidence in using and in sharing Gevita's products with others. You have to understand the health benefits. And here to help us to appreciate why Gevita's products are needed and how they fill that need in our overall health is Gevita's Royal Black Diamond, Dr. Chi Nguyen. Dr. Chi is a practicing physician, you know, with more than 20 years of experience. Dr. Chi, we very much appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to join us this evening. Welcome to the call, sir.
Thank you, Robin.
You know, our topic for tonight is it's Focus Fusion Cocoa, and we've got an awful lot of information to cover in a limited amount of time, so we're going to jump right in. But before we get started, I want to remind you that tonight's call is being recorded, so you're going to be able to listen to it as often and whenever you like. So I don't want you to panic if you happen to miss something when you're trying to take some notes here. We are going to start this discussion with the number 60. By now, you're probably thinking, I've lost my mind here. What is the significance of this number? Well, I'll tell you. 60 is the number of cocoa samples we tried before we found the incredible European cocoa that is featured in Focus Fusion. Now, I'm not one to brag, but I got to say, I am one proud connoisseur of chocolate. And I can assure you, not all chocolate is created equal. And by that, I'm not just talking about the antioxidant quality or even the percent cacao. I'm talking smart chocolate. So what makes the cocoa in Focus Fusion smart chocolate? Well, every plant is specially treated to reduce the bitterness. And believe you me, bitterness is one flavor profile you do not want in a chocolate drink. Not to mention, most kids prefer the taste of milk chocolate over dark chocolate. The plants are also treated to lower the acidity or the pH and to improve dissolvability. And you've got to know, I mean, it doesn't take rocket science here. You've got to have a product that completely dissolves in order to ensure that you've got a great tasting drink mix. Now, this quality assurance measure, it's not the only thing that makes the chocolate featured in Focus Fusion Cocoa unique. I want to take a minute and tell you how it's prepared. You know, for starters, and this is crazy, but for starters, it takes 6 months for every cocoa bean that's featured in this product to fully mature to release that perfect flavor profile. You know, each pod is hand-picked to prevent damage to the pod, to the plant, or to the flowers to ensure future crops. you know, the fruit, it's then dried for a period of over 2 weeks to reduce the risk of moisture and decrease the risk of mold. You know, then they slow roast it in the shells so they can release the delicate notes, the flavors, the aromas of cocoa, you know, and this is just one of the many things that makes this cocoa profile so rich and so indulgent. You know, it's micronized and it's blended with other natural sweeteners and flavorants to produce what is truly, I believe, an extraordinarily decadent, one-of-a-kind cocoa base. You know, do you know how you can distinguish a healthy, high-quality cocoa from a cheap cup of imitation hot chocolate? Well, it's pretty simple. I want you to check out the calories, the carbs, and the sugars. You know, stuff like Swiss Miss that's out there can have as many as 120 calories, while your Focus Fusion Cocoa, it's got only 45 calories per serving, a mere 9 grams of carbs, and only 7 grams of sugar. I promise you, no one else comes close to Focus Fusion Cocoa. You know, here's the truth. I share this information with you not to impress you, rather to impress upon you the quality, the care, the precision that goes into formulating this product. You know, here's the crazy thing. There's more than enough science in the form of clinical trials and published studies in respected medical journals regarding the health benefits of cocoa, you know, the heart health, the cognitive health, the immune health, the cellular health, that we could have stopped there. Jovita could have stopped right there, and we could have delivered to you an incredible product. But just like everything else in our line, good was just simply not enough. You know, we knew that we really needed a non-caffeinated solution that kids and adults could use to start their morning, to focus their mind, to sharpen their brains, and to reduce their anxiety. And this could only be delivered by infusing proven targeted herbs like Bacopa monnieri and Gota Cola. We are going to spend the rest of our remaining time talking about the benefits to your mind provided by this Ayurvedic duo and how a simple product like Focus Fusion Cocoa is offering hope against the very real struggles of ADHD. Dr. Chia, I'm going to turn to you first here, sir. You know, many of us on this call, myself included, we've heard of ADHD, but I'm not truly sure that we appreciate how difficult this condition is. Would you please help us to understand what an ADHD diagnosis means and what challenges someone might face as a result of this diagnosis?
So, perfect. Okay, I will. ADHD stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. And what's unfortunate is 1 in 20 kids here in the United States suffer from ADHD. And it's characterized by, you know, inattention where they can't focus, increase in distractibility, difficulty sustaining their attention. And unique challenges with people who suffer from ADHD will involve, like, poor impulse control. They can't control themselves, decrease in self-inhibitory capacity. They can't just do certain things they want to do. Cognitive defects, people with lower IQs, impaired social relationship, they can't get along with their peers, poor study skills, lower academic achievement, and there are some who suffer from oppositional defiant disorder. These are some of the main challenges that these individuals face with every day with ADHD.
Thank you. Now, I understand that ADHD, it's a most common mental disorder in children with more than, I think I read here, 11% of children newly diagnosed each year. What might be some of the unique challenges children with ADHD face?
A lot of the unique challenges what they face, especially children, again, is they can't focus in school. They're very active, hyperactive. They can't control their behaviors in school. They just don't do well according to what society has them labeled as deficient in these qualities. Their cognitive functions, their impaired ability to function with other children, with adults. Again, I talked about poor study skills. They will not be able to focus on studying or on reading a page or reading a few sentences, or their behavior is way different, out of norm, out of control, for example, in the school setting, for example.
Okay. Now, like all ailments, I'd imagine that there is a litany of options to treat ADHD. Can you share with us what types of prescription medications are routinely given to try and combat the symptoms of ADHD?
A lot of medication are prescribed, and basically they are central nervous system stimulants or antidepressant or alpha-2 antagonists or norepinephrine, you know, reuptake inhibitors. And, for example, most of these are like Ritalin, Concerta, Strattera, Adderall. Those are some of the most common medication used to manage ADHD.
Okay. Now, I you know, in researching and preparing for this call, I read about some of the potential side effects from long-term use of some of these ADHD medications, like motor tic development or appetite suppression, sleep disturbance. What other potential side effects might there be that you may have heard of or observed?
Short-term side effects can be include anxiety, mood swings, increase in blood pressure and heart rate, a behavioral rebound. Actually, they can get worse in terms of the condition, paranoid psychosis. Long-term-wise, it's interesting. Suppression of growth is an issue with a lot of people. Cardiovascular effects, physical and psychological dependence on the medication itself.
Well, and I know this wasn't a question that we had talked about, but Dr. Chi, I'd imagine that these aren't, you know, quick fix solutions, that you would probably be on these prescription medications for years at a time. Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, these medications will not cure this problem. It's just here. It's just to manage their condition. That's all. There's no cure to this.
Monica, I'd like to turn to you here. Now, as you have alluded on several of our calls, you know, many of our prescription medication they're actually rooted in botanicals, and obviously this is your area of specialty. Might you share with us how or why complementary medicine or maybe herbal enthusiasts are so excited about herbs like Bacopa monnieri or Gotocola as potentially an alternative to ADHD prescription medication?
Well, sure. And I think Dr. Chi just now expressed definitely one of the biggest concerns, and that has the potential, all of these prescription medications have this potential for some pretty serious side effects. And so when you're looking for a natural alternative, I think that's one of the reasons that we turn towards these botanicals, is because you want to avoid as many of these negative side effects as possible. And I know in some instances, Dr. Chi has said, prescription medications are necessary. But as a parent myself, I know that when I absolutely have to use a prescription medication, as we all do, I always worry about these negative side effects, especially some of these long-term ones when you're dealing with these young children that are affected by the ADHD, things like, stunting growth rates and things like that. They can be really scary things. So when you're turning and looking towards natural alternatives like botanicals, one of the neat things about botanicals is that even when you're using a standardized extract, this doesn't mean that it's concentrated to exclusively be that one compound. And that's what you're seeing in prescription drugs. So even if a botanical has been used to, say, develop the drug, and I know I've talked about that a lot in the past, that a lot of these drugs are developed initially from botanicals, pharmaceutical manufacturers will take it to the next step. And when they concentrate it, they'll actually figure out what compound is giving the benefits that they're looking for, and then they will synthesize that exact same compound in the lab. So you're getting just that compound. That obviously has some benefits, but one of the downfalls is you're losing all of these other compounds that are in that botanical that may be having a synergistic effect or even potential positive secondary benefits. And that's exactly what we're seeing with the Focus Fusion. Initially, this product, as you know, was not designed to be an ADHD product. It was designed to benefit the overall brain, mental function, learning, but we're seeing such positive results from this product, and in looking at the science, we're realizing it's because all these other compounds that are in Bacopa monnieri and Gotocola do have these synergistic benefits, particularly targeting this ADHD situation.
So let's talk Bacopa Monieri, Monica. I mean, this, while it's a new herb to us, this has been around for quite some time, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Literally thousands of years. It comes from Ayurvedic medicine. And as we know, this is a very, very ancient traditional medical system. And Bacopa in particular has been shown in documented records dating back more than 3,000 years. So it definitely has a very, very long history of use in Ayurvedic medicine.
Well, for those of us that are just beginning to appreciate the benefits it provides, can you talk to us about its mechanism of action and what kind of benefits you might see from using an herb like Bacopa Monieri?
Well, as I mentioned, it's been used literally for thousands of years, and from what we're finding, it's been used in this Hindu traditional medicine as a neurological tonic and cognitive enhancer, and that's how they basically are putting it in these ancient records. And for those of you on the call that are familiar with Ayurvedic medicine and are familiar with some of the terms, Bacopa is actually referred to as Brahmi, which is a very important term. It's actually, the name comes from the creator god of the Hindu pantheon, which if you're following this particular type of medicine or even just trying to realize how important this particular herb is, they named it after the creator god. So it just shows how important this particular product was in Ayurvedic medicine. And then what I really like is what our modern research has taken it to that next step and basically backed up all of these many, many thousands of years of use, but backed it up in a way that's a lot more understandable for us that follow more modern Western medicine.
Okay. And what kind of benefits might we see, might somebody observe who's taking this herb?
Well, Bacopa in particular has been shown, well, let's back up. Before you go into a human clinical trial situation, which is what we all use to formulate these particular products, you have to go through a series of preliminary trials. And these start with anything from in vitro cellular cultures all the way through to, in some cases, animal testing, and then they take it through to human trials. So in Bacopa was actually taken through some cellular in vitro trials to show how it reacts and how it benefits and protects the delicate cells of the brain when it comes to certain toxic chemicals. And what they did was they exposed these cells in vitro situation to toxic chemicals such as those that are used in the production of paper, dyes, wastewater treatment, and of course pesticides. And all of these toxins are things that we are exposed to on a daily basis. I recall one of the toxins is actually a mycotoxin that is found in fermented food products that are commonly consumed throughout Asia. So these are all toxic chemicals that we're just exposed to on a regular basis. And what they found was that Bacopa can protect against the damage caused by these particular chemicals in our delicate brain tissues. So that in and of itself is particularly important. But then the researchers have taken it to the next level and really tested Bacopa in human clinical trials. And this is even more phenomenal because what they showed is that Bacopa can actually reverse any sort of memory impairment and actually improve memory performance by increasing cerebral blood flow. And now what cerebral blood flow is actually the blood flow to the organ itself, to the brain itself. And they show that this has significant benefits in brain functionality. They actually tested this in Alzheimer patients and other patients that were showing no signs of dementia and showed that it can actually improve memory function and recall in both individuals. So this is not only beneficial for those individuals that have serious detrimental conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, but it helps the average person as well, because it showed significant boosts in memory recall, learning, and focus in individuals that weren't hampered by this condition. So this is a big thing for Bacopa in everyone across the board, whether it's healthy individuals or the elderly or even those individuals that are suffering from or are susceptible to Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
Well, since ADHD is most often diagnosed in children, are there studies out there of the use of herbs with children and what might be the findings?
Yes, and I know, especially with this particular call being on Focus Fusion, our cocoa product, which obviously is geared much more towards children and school-age children, we've found immense research backing the use of these particular herbs, Bacopa and Gotu Kola, on ADHD in particular, and it's because of the benefits that I've been talking about. Both Bacopa and Gotu Kola have this ability to improve the functionality of the brain, both from a cerebral blood flow standpoint, as well as an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory benefit, particularly from the Gotu Kola. We have several studies that are conducted on school-age children across the globe. And first, let me point out that to have a human clinical trial approved to test on children shows the safety of an herb. You have to go through so many steps to have an herb tested on a child. To even come to that step, you have to have immense research showing the safety of the product. So first and foremost, I want to point out how safe these botanicals are that we have been able to approve so many clinical trials on children. But looking at the results of these trials is what is really, really fascinating. Dr. Chi had mentioned some of the prescription drugs that are out there that do have benefits on ADHD, but unfortunately there are a lot of negative consequences that come with them, and he had mentioned some of those. But one of the other negatives is that with many of the most popular and highly prescribed prescription drugs for ADHD, they tend to have, on average, only about a 70% response rate in children in these trials. And unfortunately, with this somewhat lower response rate, you're seeing such side effects as nausea, insomnia, weight loss, appetite suppression, a lot of these very negative things that we don't want to see in our children. Well, in human clinical trials on children, Bacopa was tested and was found to have an average response rate of over 85%. So this is a much higher response rate for these children. And taking a step further, that was just overall ADHD symptoms. When they were looking at just restlessness, 93% of these children had a positive benefit. And when it came to self-control, 89% of those tested had a positive benefit, and these are all statistically significant results, and no observed negative side effects were found. And this is not just one trial. This trial was actually repeated in several different countries throughout the globe to make sure that there weren't any other underlying factors that were causing these positive results and that it truly was the herb. And this was found to be the case. And this led the researchers to advise that Bacopa in particular would be a very safe and a positive course of natural treatment for this particular condition. And I know we focused a lot on Bacopa, but I do want to point out Gotu Kola was also tested in several clinical trials on ADHD children, and it was also found to have similar results. Mainly they were finding that the Gotu Kola, because of its very strong antioxidant and anti-inflammatory potential, it actually had the ability to go in and protect these tissues on the cellular level and help to prevent some of the cognitive decline that you see, especially when it comes to focus and learning. And a lot of people don't know that oxidation in the brain actually can lead to reduced functionality and memory loss. And that's what we're seeing in serious conditions such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, where you're getting this reduction in memory. They found that a lot of this has to do with the oxidative stress that the brain undergoes just throughout the life of the organ. And so by preventing this or protecting these cells from that antioxidation, anti-inflammation, researchers have shown substantial increase in learning, memory recall, and cognitive function. And this was repeated over and over again in studies conducted on school-age children. So having such powerful herbs in a product like Focus Fusion Cocoa is going to reap the results that we're seeing in these numerous, numerous clinical trials.
Wow, that's impressive. Dr. Chi, we've shared some of these studies with you, and obviously you've heard Monica kind of give us the high points with these things. What is your opinion on these alternative herbs? I mean, do you believe the findings are such that if you or a family member was struggling with ADHD, would you drink the cocoa or the Energy and Mind coffee, which also features this Ayurvedic duo of herbs, sir?
Yes, I do. I really enjoy reading the studies and reading the case scenario throughout the world, like Monica mentioned. And yes, I do believe that what we have has helped so many people through the testimonials that we have had in the last 5 years through the company and with the cocoa, especially, and the Energy and Mind. I really believe in it. I drink it. I would have everybody who have kids with this condition give it a try because of what we've seen in terms of clinical trials, the data, and also the testimonials as well.
Well, and as obviously as Monica has indicated, whether your children have a cognitive issue, as we've kind of discussed here, or they just need a little bit extra focus or support, there is more than enough reason to definitely start a morning with this cup of cocoa. And the great thing is it can be served hot or cold, so you really can't go wrong either way. Monica, a follow-up question here. As you've kind of indicated, there's an awful lot of overlap in the action and the benefits of Bacopa monnieri and Gotu Kola. What is the rationale for pairing the herbs in this one formula? I mean, is there a synergistic relationship here?
Well, I'm really glad that you asked this question because I get this question a lot, particularly on this formula, but also on the Energy and Mind. And yes, the two botanicals do seem to have very similar function, particularly with their end result. And also when you look back at the history of use of both, they both are used as brain tonics. So there does seem to be a little bit of overlap. But when you get down to it and look at how they actually function in the brain, they actually play different roles, similar end results, but slightly different roles, and that's where the benefit comes. Bacopa, one of the key ways that they're different, Bacopa will actually increase cerebral blood flow, which I mentioned. That's pulling up that oxygenated blood into the organ itself and helping to stimulate brain activity through this mechanism. Gotu Kola will actually enhance microcirculation within the brain tissues themselves. So this is more on that cellular level, and this is necessary because of the health and integrity of these delicate brain cells. You want to make sure that the circulation within the tissues itself is functioning. So while they seem similar, they actually are different, and we need both for that organ to function exactly how we want it and to be at its highest level. Also, when you're looking at antioxidants and anti-inflammatories, which both of these products are, you want to look at the different oxidants that they're targeting. So even though antioxidation, it's kind of a blanket term that we use throughout the body, there are so many hundreds of different kinds of antioxidants, and the reason we are always talking about consuming many different kinds is because they all play different roles and target different parts of the body. And these particular two target the brain, but they do so along different parts of the pathway. So when you're looking at, particularly, as I mentioned, memory recall and impairment that happens through things like Alzheimer's or even ADHD, things like there's a particular beta amyloid peptide that stimulates the production of certain plaques in the brain, and this can significantly reduce the functionality of the brain. Both Bacopa and Gotu Kola will target this peptide and actually disrupt the pathway that forms it, helping to reduce the plaques, but they do so at different parts of the pathway. And so they actually will work, as you mentioned, synergistically, making the combination of the two much more powerful in preventing the formation of these plaques than either one can do on its own. So that's why we chose both to be in the formula. Basically, the the two are greater than either one would be on their own.
And we have supplied the same dose or the same amount of each of these individual herbs that has been shown to be clinically effective in the studies that we've discussed tonight, correct?
Absolutely. Both this product as well as the Energy in Mind do follow with these clinical trials that I pointed out in terms of the required dosage to see the benefits in both children as well as adults.
Now, is there any special instruction as to when Focus Fusion Cocoa can be consumed? You know, there's no caffeine in it, so it should be okay to have any time of day, yes?
Absolutely. This one is, there are no stimulants in this formula. Both Bacopa and Gotu Kola do not function as stimulants. I think we've walked through the way that they work, and as you can see, they're non-stimulatory, which is why they are so completely safe for children, but also they're safe to be taken at night. So if this is something that you want to consume as a warm beverage before you go to bed, it's absolutely fine. The benefit here is by taking it every day, that's where you're going to see the benefits. I would recommend, though, if you're going to be giving it to a child, why not give it to them in the morning and maybe even after they get home from school and are about to start their homework, because it's part of that ritual of getting them ready to focus. And it is chocolate. So I know my daughter, she gets excited when you give her chocolate. So just having her happy before she goes off to school is not a bad thing.
Nice. Yeah, I feel the same way about that chocolate. Okay, one last question here, Monica, and this is one that's often posed, so I definitely want to take the opportunity to ask you this again. You have been in this industry for over 20 years. You have formulated over 50 products. You've formulated at least half of ours. You know, you've worked from a network marketing perspective. You've worked from a pharmaceutical perspective, you know, with patented ingredients and the like, and a supplier of herbs and botanicals. How would you say that Jovita's products, that are formulas, measure up to some of the other products and formulas that are out there on the market today?
Well, I definitely think that Jovita and its formulas are definitely in the top tier of companies and products that are available. And I hope this call really expressed that, particularly with just the background that you went into on just the chocolate itself. I mean, take out the efficacy of these botanicals. Jovita went above and beyond in formulating just the base to be something that you're going to want to give to a child or a person, an adult who maybe doesn't want to have the stimulants and wants more of a chocolate product. And going above and beyond to make something that is so incredible at just that you'll want to drink every day is going to make the product even more powerful, because we always put in efficacious herbs, as I hope this call was made clear, that we try to always find the most active research, most up-to-date research, I should say, out there, and match what is in the literature in our formulas to make sure that the product is effective, but then to make it a product that you want to take every day so that you can see that efficacy. Because we could formulate the best product on earth, and if it doesn't taste good, no one's ever going to reap the benefits that we're putting out there. So I think from that perspective, having a win-win on both sides, a product that is fully effective, that doesn't deliver anything that you don't want to put in your body, and that is something that you want to continue to take and share with others, puts Jovita far above many of the other companies. And in fact, I venture to say most of the nutraceutical companies that are out there, unfortunately, now. So I'm very pleased with this particular formula, but with the caliber of formulas and the desire that we have at Jovita to make sure that all of our formulas are the best that are out there.
I appreciate that an awful lot. Folks, as you have heard this evening, these are incredible products. They are rooted in science. You know, they are supported by respected medical professionals and institutions. You know, the research and the finding on some of the herbs that we discussed tonight have been published in medical journals like Neurosciences Today and Psychopharmacology, the Journal of Ayurvedic and Holistic Medicine, and other similar journals. But to me, the real test, the most important thing, is that products like Focus Fusion Cocoa are changing lives. You know, I read today a note that had been shared with us about a 34-year-old mother of four who's been struggling with ADHD her entire life. You know, she'd been on medication to combat symptoms since she was in middle school, which also led to depression as she got into high school, and she never thought she'd be able to function without her medication. Well, now she drinks the Energy and Mind coffee in the morning and the Focus Fusion cocoa in the evening, and she is off all of her medication and functioning at full capacity. And this is just one of the thousands of life-changing stories that we receive. You know, I want to invite you to go to our blog at www.gojavita.com, and you can read for yourself, you know, the stories of triumph and transformation. You know, while you're there, you can check out the white papers for tonight's paper that was tonight's product that was developed and authored by Monica. You know, you can also read some of the studies that are there. You know, I know that we packed a lot of information on this call, and chances are good you can think of a person or two that you would really like to have been able to hear the information themselves. You know, as we said, the call is recorded, and next week we're going to post this in your back office. You know, we encourage you to listen to these calls and to share them with your team and your prospects. Now, with our national convention scheduled for early next month, we are going to skip our September call. However, and this is the most exciting of all news, you are going to be able to see Monica Johnson live and in action next month as she and I take the stage in Vegas and share more of the science behind and the exciting features of our entire product line. Now, I'd like to once again thank our featured guests, Royal Black Diamond, Dr. Chi Nguyen, and Director of Botanical Research, Monica Johnson. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your attention tonight. We are grateful for the time that you took away from your family to spend with us. We very much enjoyed hosting you this evening. Hope that you will join us on October 6th. Please mark your calendar. Again, that is October 6th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our next Javita product call. That's it for us here. Thank you so very, very much. Have a wonderful evening.